When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. If tonight's movie night is just what you need, make it special with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
All right, let's get it going right here and right now. This is Eyes Up Here, and you're listening to a brand new episode of Eyes Up Here exclusively on our Patreon channel, and of course simulcast on the Creative Control Podcast Network in audio form. If you didn't know by now, my name is Chad, and every single week I'm joined here by my tag team partner, the Queen of Extreme, Francine. I hope you had a Merry Christmas.
I think I did.
Can you speculate?
It was quiet and nice, and my kids love their presents. I don't know. This is Francine of the future talking, because I don't really know what happened yet. Now we're taping on Wednesday, 2 days before Christmas. So let's not lie to the people. Let's just tell them the truth.
I had a very Merry Christmas. It was very nice. I got everything I wanted. Everything was under the tree. You know, the
Perfect.
Kids were thrilled. Santa Claus came. The elf on the shelf left. It's
you have an elf on the shelf?
Oh, hell yeah.
Do you? I've never done that.
Oh, man. Elfie is like a member of the family.
Oh, okay.
Elfie's a prankster, though.
Gets him in some trouble?
Elfie's a ribber. He likes to likes to, you know, he likes to move things and steal things, and his display is very elaborate.
Gotcha. Okay. That's nice. Now, I never got into the elf on the shelf thing. We always did the what is it called? PMP Santa or PCP Santa.
Yes, and it's gotten worse over the years.
we did that, and we also there was an app that you put Santa in the room where you want the presents to be. Have you seen this one?
No.
So you get your phone and you put it like in front of your tree, right? And Santa Claus appears, and he is either writing a note, standing next to the tree, or putting a present down, or doing something. But he's physically in your room, in your household.
Huh.
So we've done that for the kids as well, so they see Santa, you know, next to the tree with the presents. And you know, this year I think I'm telling them, you know, because of COVID, Santa didn't want to come in the room.
So, well, I've seen some states have declared him COVID free.
I don't know if mine is one of them. So
we're just
going to let on that our numbers are high and Santa didn't want to risk it. no, my daughter, believe me, my daughter, we had this talk, and I told you we cried our eyes out. And so she's kind of aware, you know, of what's going on. And she's being a trooper, not telling her brother. And to be honest with you, my son hasn't even asked for Santa. Everything around here, you know, was canceled. You can't see him. Our fire truck didn't even come down this year. Every year Santa's on the fire truck, and this year no Santa Claus on the fire truck. So
we had the fire truck.
Yeah, he didn't even come this year. I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, social distancing. He never comes off the truck. He just like waves and his helper gives you a candy cane or something. But
no candy canes. No candy canes.
No Santa.
But they for our guys, it was like I was basically thinking candy canes are COVID hotbeds.
Spreaders. Pretty much.
They're super spreaders.
Yeah, they really are. But he could have at least drove by and waved at the kids. You know, this year we had nothing. So thankfully, yeah, really. Way to go. It's the Santa all over again from Rudolph, the big jerk one. but yeah, he my son didn't even ask for him. So I don't know. It's different this year. It's very different, you know?
It is. But hey, I had a great Christmas. So I'm glad you did.
I'm sure I did too. Let's just put it that way. So,
and yeah. New Year's is next. And we know you're not a big fan. So
No. I mean, I used to always go out, you know, and party and stuff like that before I had the kids. And now it's like I'm lucky if I'm up past 10 o'clock. So I could care less. I get pissed off when I fall asleep and I hear the fireworks. Well, that makes me angry.
So you're the old lady that's yelling out the window?
I don't yell out the window, but I yell to myself. It's like, are you done? Like, can we get this over with? Do we have to continue? All right, you did 12 rounds. It's done. You know, it's 12:10 already. Get over it. It's been the new year for 10 minutes. It's over.
And you'll complain to anybody else who would hear it, right? Anybody?
Oh my Lord. Nobody hears me. I don't, you know, I just say, I mutter it to myself. I have become the man from Up. What was his name? I love that.
I know. I forget his name, but I know who you're talking about. I never saw the movie. Yes, I know it's Ed Asner. I never saw the movie.
Up. Oh. Yeah. I cry every time. First 10 minutes of the movie, cry my eyes out. And then it's just smooth sailing. But yeah, the old man is very grumpy in the movie. And that's me on New Year's Eve. He's like, shut the hell up. Turn those fireworks off. I'm done. I'm over it. I don't want them waking up my household. You know?
I had a firework hit. So I used to have a Jeep that had a spare tire on the back. And rogue firework hit the back of the Jeep. Hit the tire. And a big giant burn mark on my tire.
Oh, perfect. See, these people, they have no consideration. Just shut the hell up and go to bed. Everybody go to sleep. That's what I say. Get out of here. Your stupid fireworks.
Ridiculous. Absolutely. Yeah.
So
ridiculous.
No drinking for me. I mean, maybe I'll have a cocktail at like 7 o'clock while I'm sitting down relaxing. I don't know. But for me, not a big deal. So I'm just hoping 2021 is like a tad better than 2020.
I had a kind of good 2020.
Well,
I don't know.
I did too, but I'm just saying for everybody, for the majority of people. I mean, it's been a shit show, and we're I'm just hoping that things calm down and everybody has a better 2021. I'm going to make a prediction though. I think the first half of the year is still going to be crappy. I think it's still going to be much of the same. And people are going to be restricted and not able to go anywhere. That's what I think anyway. I don't know. I don't know how long it's going to last. But
what are you going to do with your stimulus check?
Well, if it goes the way Trump wants it to, it will be $2,000. So yeah. For my family, if you include the children, that's $8,000. that's a party.
I did that math this morning.
Do the children get 2,000 or do they get 500?
Well, in the original bill, they were supposed to be 600 in the same manner as the adults. So that's 2,400 for your family of four. So if I was just doing logic, I'm going to put a $2,000 price tag on that.
So it's $8,000. That's we both have two children.
That's pretty GD good, if you ask me. I don't know if that's it.
I might be retiring from Eyes Up Here on my $8,000 and...
6 months. 6 months later, it's back. Everybody, we're back.
6 months. Do you think that's gonna last for 6 months? You're crazy.
I'm kidding.
I mean, look. I think he's right. If you watch what he said, I think he's 100% right. I think the aid should come to the U.S. before it goes anywhere else. But, you know, that's just my opinion.
Yeah.
Who am I? Lover, who knows?
I hope it's that. I really hope it's that. I mean,
I think America hopes that. And for everybody bitching about it, you're still going to cash that check, aren't you?
I saw one anti-Trump tweet this morning that called him traitor Trump. But then at the end of the tweet, it said, like, but thanks for the, you know, thanks for thinking of us with the $2,000.
They're all still going to cash the check. So I don't know what everybody's complaining about. It's more money. Just take it and run with it. That's what I say.
I need to buy a few more hats.
You and your hats.
And sunglasses. I did get a new one. This is an LA Rams hat.
Very nice. I like the gray color. It's
nice. Yes. And it fits very nicely on my head. And the emblem of the Rams is rubber.
Ooh.
Very cool. I don't want it to get wet.
We like good rubber now, don't we?
Yes, we do. Sometimes no rubbers, but that's a different story for a different day.
Anyway, my daughter told me that I am banned from buying any more makeup. She says, Mom, you really don't need that. I told her, I said, anytime you see me on the iPad searching makeup, it's a no-no because I have so much makeup. And so I was looking at a sale. She said, Mom, you really don't need that. So I don't think my stimulus check is going to go to anything that I want, probably things I need.
Okay.
Yeah. Family things, you know.
Whatever floats your boat.
Hey, man. It's all about family.
So. Now, I'm going to say this early because we have our buddy Matt from Patreon coming on in a few minutes. But you could use your stimulus check on the tip jar masks. Okay.
By the way,
if you recall, I told you my blue mask was MIA and I was devastated. Well, all I had to do was search a couple of pockets.
Well, look at that. Can I give a shout out to one of our Patreon members, Troy? Troy actually tweeted that he made a purchase to tip jar. So Troy, you are okay with me, my friend. Thank you so much for supporting not only us, but tipjarmask.com.
Yes.
How awesome was that?
Yeah, and the portion of the proceeds go to displaced workers. And like Francine just said, this might carry over into 2021 for a few months at least. So Tip Jar Mask supported. Again, don't love wearing them, but when I do, I mean, this thing is like, I said it's like underwear on my face. You know,
it's awesome. Like, comes in a sealed envelope. Sealed plastic gimmick. You know, they're fresh, they're clean, they're sanitized. And like he said, portion goes back to the workers. So it's a great cause and you're getting a great product. So tipjarmask.com.
As we get ready for 2021 next week, it's manscaped.com, promo code Francine. Now, we don't have some fancy schmancy copy because the Christmas season's over, but the promo code works on the website. So if you want to use it and get your 20% off and your free shipping,
and have smooth balls.
And have smooth balls. You can absolutely go right ahead and search the crop cleanser, the ball ointment, the spray, everything they've got. It's all under the Manscaped umbrella. And we are proud supporters. And they are also proud supporters of us, which is even better.
Yes. And you're going to smell good and you're going to be smooth. And the ladies are going to dig you. I mean, what more can you ask for? Make 2021 the best year ever by having smooth balls. Go to manscaped.com. Type in Francine, get 20% off plus free shipping.
It's all about Manscaped, the skin safe technology, all that good stuff. Again, just go search their products, and I'm sure we'll have a new promotion that's going to roll out next month or January 2021. Just head over there, support us, use the promo code Francine, and enjoy. So we will prepare now for, and that was a derivative because we had no new copy. So I wasn't.
I just put balls on this show. So let me just state that. It's the way to go.
So Matt will be joining us very shortly. He is a new Patreon member. He took advantage of the tier that you get to join us and come on the show and introduce yourself, and which we already met him on an extra. But he gets to pick the programming for his time that he comes on the air.
Yes, he does. And he's come up with a clever idea. He's shot me several ideas, actually, since he's joined. So Matt is full of ideas for this show, and I love it. I love the enthusiasm. Keep it coming. It's great.
That's what it's all about. And, you know, he thought outside the box, and, you know, we've seen with DC, he's come up with, you know, different kind of games. He's come up with different topics. Matt's done the same thing. And when he jumps on, we'll let him, you know, say hi, and then we'll get rolling into it because it's very lengthy. So we got to take our time, make sure we have allotted space. And I'll be able to pull up some imagery that we can share. So it's going to be good. We got a good one on tap here. All we're going to ask for you to do is tap into the old memory bank.
Yeah, well, you know, my memory is shot. I say it all the time. So this should be interesting. I do want to welcome a couple new Patreons to our little family here. I welcome Paul Wilson, and I also want to welcome Dan Hawkins. They are two of our newest Patreon members. So we are happy to have you guys. And I'm thrilled that you're here. And Owen, what did I mention Owen the last time?
I think you did. Okay. I think you did.
I had Owen, we love you too. So,
but I was going to say it deserves a secondary show.
Yes. We love you all. And so glad that you're part of our Patreon family. And I'm hoping to bring more men over as my OnlyFans shuts down. So I'm trying to lure them over to our Patreon family. So we'll see what happens.
Now, how's the Discord been and your Tuesday night Discord?
It's been busier, which is a good thing. And, you know, we have new members popping in, and sometimes people pop in, say hi, they have to go, they have family stuff going on. But it's been busier because we have more members on the higher tiers. So there's more people to chat with. So it's good.
So if you're listening to us on the audio, we tend to think to ourselves, like, what are you waiting for? That's just a thought, but we don't want to come out right and say it, but I would love to join the Discord, but there's always something going on. There's always, I haven't been in a while. I'm not lying or anything. And I saw the tweet Tuesday night and I was like, oh man, I got to go back. And then I kid you not, I fell asleep.
Oh, yeah.
Watching Yogi Bear's Christmas Spectacular.
Look, man, one of these days you're going to get in there and you're going to help me out. But until then, I will just man the ship myself.
It was like this. I saw the tweet and I was like, oh, look, there's...
I said, oh, I'm going to tweet this and he's going to pretend he didn't see it or he saw it. And then he got so busy.
Oh, I saw it.
You know, I'm so busy. I can't join you. Whatever.
I was just in a state of unconsciousness.
Yeah, sure. That's fine. I do it all. Look, I do it all. I do it all.
You do.
Fine.
Absolutely fine. Do. No doubt about that. So I'm just waiting on our friend here to pop up. So
okay. So.
I'm looking at the director behind me, which is ironically my picture behind us, and I'm doing this.
Your picture stretching out.
Well, I have our monitor. I have double monitor, so I have our monitor behind us, where I then share the screens, you know, when we do the watch alongs. Actually, I mean, I can go over that now if you want while we're waiting for Matt to join us.
Absolutely.
So I'll mention here, I'll save one part. Hang on, let me do this gimmick over here. Drop this guy. Hear a little echo. So I'm going to say one thing. We'll reveal it later. But I'll say our watch along at least. We talked about this before. We're definitely going to we're going to watch some clips while we talk. We're talking about Steve Austin when he was in ECW. What? The only reason I'm going to bring this up now is because it was around this time when he left.
What?
See, with my lagging, you know, internet and stuff, like, I think that you might actually be saying it. But so Steve Austin in ECW, because he left around this time in 95 to go to WWF. So we're going to look at, we're going to have clips behind this where we kind of talk and each thing has got a little description. So I'll cover the rest of the stuff now because Matt has joined up. Matt from Matthew. I'm calling him Matt. I'm all casual.
Hello. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good. Oh, there's Alexa Bliss, as always. she's always making a cameo on my show, and that's fine. How've you been?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. I spoke to you for a little bit last night. We were just talking about the Discord and picking up, and we chatted for about an hour, which was nice, about Christmas and what we're doing. And, you know, this airs after Christmas. So how was your Christmas, Matt? Was it great?
We're curious.
Yeah, we're going to visit. Well, we visited my family this weekend, this last weekend, this the Saturday after Christmas. So.
All right. Sounds good. Well, I'm glad you had a good time.
You made it there safe.
Yeah, you made it back safe, and that's all that matters. So
luckily, it's in the same state, so that's a nice thing.
There you go. Matt, what are we doing today?
So we're going to go through as much of the 2000 WWE roster as we get, 2006 roster.
Oh, my.
Okay. We're gonna skip some of the wrestlers for an extra part that Chad has planned.
Okay.
But we're going to go through it probably fairly quick. Basically, just if you have a couple words, a couple sentences to say about each wrestler, I'll say a few words if Chad has anything to say. Okay. And if you've met them, and if you had any experience with this, experiences,
sure.
This will include everybody, including the new bad ECW, and the SmackDown and Raw.
Oh my, that's a lot of people.
Okay. It is a lot of people. It's over 130, actually.
Oh my.
The number was 159 people they had employed at one point.
Is that insane?
But we're not going to go through all 159.
No. We trimmed it down.
So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to explain it like this because I was waiting until you popped up. So cool. I took his list and I thumbed through it. Not that I eliminated people that I felt weren't relevant, but I just knew you probably wouldn't have crossed paths with them based on your time in there. Okay. But what I did was, for the Patreon lore, we are going to cover the main eventers on Patreon. So we're going to skip through and we're going to bring up the big guns on the other side. So remember who those people were, you'll find out on Patreon.
Yeah, and I can, and if I didn't really interact, I could just give my opinions or I'm a fan or whatever. Yeah, sure. Okay, I'm ready.
One thing I did want to bring up is that one notable name is not on this list, and I was shocked, is Chris Jericho is not on this list.
Yes, he left in 2005.
He was not on the roster in 2006.
Okay. Well, I can tell you right now, I did work with Jericho in ECW.
Yeah.
And
we'll go over that when we get to ECW. Well,
Jericho leaves in August 2005, okay, because he was the guy who was like, look, I've had it with this. I'm stale. I've reinvented myself three times. I got to go. He was doing VH1 shows. He was, getting Fozzy off the ground again. So Jericho was gone for all of 2006 and almost all of 2007. So you missed, and it was Chris Jericho Bob haircut. He had cut his hair to like here. So
was it the Bob haircut?
The Bob, a Bob haircut.
The Bob hair.
Yeah. So there's also one notable name who is not on this list that I will point out, and that's me, because I worked for the WWE in 2000.
You're like an in-ring performer, sir. Sorry.
I didn't know this. I actually did not know this.
People like Mark Carano are going to be on the list, so why should you be on the list?
Well, I checked for like Ranjan Singh. He wasn't on it either. So if Ranjan's not on, then I'll be fine.
Okay.
I'll point out this is a list I found on the internet. It might not be 100% accurate. It seems pretty accurate from what I remember, but
I don't remember anything, so I can't even tell you. So I'll do my best, but yeah.
All right, came in contact with everybody at some point. So like you said, cover if you didn't have an interaction with them, just, were you happy to see them? Was it, any interactions that might have been uncomfortable, pass, whatever.
I did have a little setup for it, too, whenever.
All you, man. You're set.
Okay, cool. So let's take you back to the year 2006.
Okay.
Year.
It's been a while.
Great
it's been
year.
A long time.
Best year of my life.
a year before that, 2005, a young Matthew Majeski was 28 years old. Sad for about 4 years that ECW had been away. Excited that WWE decided to bring back One Night Stand with ECW. I was so jazzed about this. And I enjoyed One Night Stand. I thought it was a blast.
Me too.
And it was so cool that they brought like everybody back pretty much. I mean, there's a few notable missing one, like the franchise and a couple other people. But I know they have their own individual other show that they did. But yeah, that was an amazing show. I loved it. And then WWE announced they were going to bring ECW to their brand and make an own separate brand on the Sci-Fi Network. A young Matthew Majeski was very excited because he was a huge ECW fan. The original ECW, obviously. And I was watching. I started watching again. I was kind of off of wrestling after ECW died. I watched back in 2005 One Night Stand when it happened. And then when they brought it back, I was like, okay, I'm going to get back into it. I'm going to watch ECW on Sci-Fi. And I watched some Raw and SmackDown as well. So that's kind of the setup to this. I had a lot of fond memories of this these years. Because, again, I was super excited. Again, everybody knows it was kind of a letdown, the new ECW, kind of. Okay. But we're going to go through the roster. Again, Chad set this up. Just feel free to say whatever you want or what you can even say. If you have nothing to say, you can just say, oh, this guy was kind of cool or I didn't even meet him. So he's got the big pictures in the background I see, which is that's the list I gave him.
Okay.
One quick question I have before we start. When you got to the WWE, did you shake hands with everybody in the WWE? Is that like the law or is it just people in your locker room?
Well, if they were in the locker room, that's who you, you mean like if I had to go to Raw?
Yeah.
No, yeah. You shook everyone's hand. Like if you came in contact with someone, you had to go up to them and say hello.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the old school mentality. Chad and I talked about this before. I know a lot of the newer workers don't do it. They don't feel like it's necessary. But the way I was brought up in the business, you always had to go up to people, especially if you didn't work there. You know what I mean? Like I was like an outsider coming in. And even though I did work there, I was like down here and everybody else was up here. So I made it a point to go say hi to everyone that I saw. Now, a lot of people I never met.
Yeah.
And we were under the same umbrella the whole time. And there were people that I never had crossed paths with. I'm looking at this list right now and there's a bunch of people I did not meet.
That's what I'm interested to find out. There's so many people.
Or I don't remember if I met them. Yeah. And if I did, it was very brief.
Okay, so, cool. So some of this might go pretty quick, which is nice.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
All right. So are we going to start alphabetically? Is that the plan?
It's run down the list, but skip the people in bold.
Okay. So the first person you have worked with, and he was in the original ECW, it's a little bit higher than Chad has on the picture, it's Al Snow.
Oh, God. Yeah. There we go. Yeah, that's the first one. Al and I have known each other. known each other for years. He was great to work with. I took the snowplow from him, you know what I mean? So, we worked several times. Him and Shane, were in a big angle, for months. And, Al taught me a lot about the business. So
what an amazing mind for the business that
yeah, he's very smart to the business. And I remember one weekend when I actually worked for the fake ECW, I traveled with Al and, you know, just a plethora of information on that long, long ride that we had. it's just really smart to the business. And God, he looks phenomenal now. Have you guys seen him recently?
Oh, he's unbelievable what he looks
like. What is going on with that man? I mean, he's just in better shape now than he was when he was, you know, full time with them. So
the dude got a mannequin head over. That's all I have to say.
I'll tell you what, that mannequin head was nappy as hell. And I stole her and washed her hair, conditioned it, and brushed it. Never looked better. I think that's probably the only time that ever happened.
If you haven't seen it, watch his entrance on ECW, the old school ECW, when he would come out to the Prodigy song and the whole crowd would be shaking the head up and down. That was insane.
We did the watch along about a month and a half ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe even less, where we watched Shane and Al from the pay-per-view. And like, it's a remarkable sight to see how over he was and the fact that, you know, he would then leave and do what he did afterwards. It was just crazy stuff, but what a personality.
So let's go to a sad one next, unfortunately. Ashley Massaro. We're going to skip over a few here. But Ashley, unfortunately.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Ashley was a sweetheart. She was there because it was ECW SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
So Ashley was in the locker room, and she was just a really, really nice person. She just wanted to learn. I just remember she was just starting out wrestling, and she was just eager to learn as much as she could. and just a very sweet girl. Very sad story.
Yeah, I thought she was gorgeous and talented. Just went way too early. So.
Sure. Yeah.
Anyways, we'll go next. Balls. Obviously, you know Balls from ECW.
My heart. Yes. God rest his soul. What a character inside and outside the ring. So many. We could do a whole hour on Balls Mahoney stories, probably, and take it over into the extras. He was a good friend. Just the teddy bear in real life. So it's such a good hearted person. And I was devastated when I got the call that he passed. So.
Yeah. And you wouldn't, like, if you just looked at the guy, you wouldn't think he could wrestle, but he could go.
he was a character like no other. And on Twitter today, it popped on my my timeline or my feed, whatever they call it, when he was Santa Claus.
Yes.
Coming
just
to the
watched
ring.
It.
Yeah. And I saw that and I was just like, oh my God, what a sad time. You see things like this and then my mind just started remembering all kinds of stuff with Balls and it just makes me so sad.
Quick thing. When I saw you guys the last time, Milwaukee, him and I don't remember who teamed up in a tag team match and they put someone through a flaming table. So I got to see that gimmick, which was amazing.
Yes.
Next, we're going to skip over a few. We're going to Booker T. Five time.
Booker T was always really nice. I was encountered maybe, I don't know, a handful of times. I shared a locker room with his wife. So when he would be, you know, with his wife, I would talk to him. I saw him maybe a year or two ago at a convention and I went up to him and I shook his hand and I said, hey, Booker, I'm Francine from ECW. You know, we were in the I was in your locker room for a while. And he looked at me and he goes, oh, you're my favorite. And I go, oh, you probably say that to everyone. He goes, no, you really were my favorite. I go, oh, okay, thanks. So I don't know if he was just cute or whatever, but we didn't really talk to him too much, but he was always very nice, you know, to say hello to. And
groundbreaker for WCW and WWE for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Next one, Brian Kendrick.
Love Brian Kendrick. Yes. Such a good guy. Super talented. I watched some of his stuff when he first started with, was it 405 Live or was that?
205 Live.
405 is a different division.
Oh my God.
Yeah, this is how much I know about that program. I saw some of his stuff when he was playing like the monster heel. And I loved it. He is such a good worker. And I know I think he runs a school now and he trains people or something, or he was. But he was just a nice, nice guy. So I like Brian a lot.
What an innovator for his time. Crazy. Mm-hmm. An interesting one, Candice Michelle.
Never met her.
I actually saw her wrestle her last match. She wrestled her retirement match for Tommy Dreamer's House of Hardcore show in Wisconsin against Ivory, Victoria.
That's not Ivory.
It was a great Victoria. Yeah, Victoria. Yes. Sorry, I said the wrong name. Tara, that's another name. But yeah, I saw that match. It was awesome. So it was so much fun.
Nice.
But, yeah,
I never met her.
Met her anywhere?
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
Nope.
Carlito.
I don't think I've ever met Carlito either.
He was also at the House of Hardcore show. He was in that group for a while. Yeah. Saw him as well.
I don't think I've ever met him.
Dude is jacked now.
Yeah, he's very jacked. He's one of those guys that has proven he didn't need WWE to have a career of wrestling. And that's what I liked about his departure. It's almost, God, 10 years
ago. Where does he work now?
He's been in Puerto Rico. He does the Indies. Yeah. Well, his dad, you know, his dad runs Puerto Rico, basically.
Yeah.
But he didn't need them. Left. I wanted maybe like 2012-ish. He left.
Okay. And, you'll probably skip this one, but I can't stop staring at the next name.
All right. So I omitted him, but I wanted to ask you about. Do you remember the Dicks?
I don't.
Wait a minute. I remember. Were they the same ones from? No, the ones
they're from OVW. Okay.
No, okay.
In TNA, they had a different name. Okay, I forget what it is off the top of my head.
TNA in rubber costumes?
I can't. I'm confusing them with the Gemini, who were they had another name in TNA as well. So Chad Dick and his partner, I forget his name. So they're jacked, right? They're absolute animals.
Guy, I don't know who he is.
But he's like 5'5". So it's funny when you see him. He's really small, but he's jacked to the gills.
What other name did he wrestle under?
I'll pull it up. Hold on. Give me one second.
I don't know who he is.
They were OVW products, the Dicks.
Yeah.
And they got a cup of coffee on WWE TV. So his name is Chad Wicks. Haha, they really.
Oh, okay.
He was also Chad Toland in I believe OVW. And was it Tank Toland who was his partner? Let me see. Partner James Dick, who was Tank Toland. Do you remember that name?
No, I'm the worst. Forgive me, guys.
It's fine, but they
I
were.
I don't have any disrespect to these guys at all. I just, I wasn't a big wrestling. I didn't watch a lot of wrestling this year, obviously.
It bills Chad Dick as being 5'9". I said he was 5'5". But we all know that sometimes the height are kayfabe.
Oh, okay. He looks like he's a good look. I mean, he's a good looking guy. I just don't remember that. Why would they name him that? Like,
because they paired them with somebody, and it was. Hold on, I'll tell you again.
Like what? Come on, WWE, get with it.
Classic WWE.
God.
No, they were just Chippendales.
Yeah, I looked at his outfit. They have a picture of him as looking like a Chippendale.
Oh, so they came out with the little tuxedo gimmick and danced and stuff.
And on Wikipedia, under related articles, it's the top one is Kalen Croft, aka my buddy Chris Pavone. He's got a million stories about Chad Dick.
Okay, well, yeah, no, I've never met Chad Dick, to be honest with you, but I don't remember that gimmick. So okay.
All right, we're going to skip a little bit to the master of the master lock, Chris Masters. Did you ever
Chris Masters. I was in catering, and I was sitting at the table eating, and Chris came over and sat down next to me. It's the first time I ever met him, and this was in 2006 for the fake ECW, and introduced himself, and I shook his hand, and we started talking, and his first question was, what have you been doing since ECW folded? Like, what, you know, did you have to get a job? And I said, oh, I've been doing indies. And he was amazed. He said, you lived off of indie work for like 7 years, or how long was it? I don't even know, 6 years. I said, yeah. I said, and he's like, well, how much work did you get? And I said, oh, I was working like every weekend. And I remember Randy Orton was sitting at our table with Barbie was next to me. And he's like, Randy, and Randy didn't give a shit. Randy, can you believe that Francine's been on the indies for 6 years, making a living? He goes, yeah, that's great. That's great. I think he was more interested in other things. But he didn't care about my indie work. But Chris Masters thought that was such a great thing that I was able to work on the indies for so long. And he was like super duper nice. And I remember talking to him. I don't know. We talked for a while, but that was the only time I've interacted with him, and I've never seen him again. But he was super duper nice. So I liked him.
It's ironic he would ask that question because he would make a very healthy living on the indies after he left WWE. So
I guess he wasn't aware that you can, there is life after WWE. But.
You know, he came up on the California scene. So you know how it is in California. There's not a lot of places, but he also was married to WWE developmental for a long time. And guys that come up through the developmental system don't know jack about the indie scene. So they have a preconceived notion of what it is. They think it's either washed up legends who are getting booked, you know, in the main event, beating, you know, a guy 20 years younger than them, or, you know, people who are making $5 a night.
Well, I'll tell you what, speaking of Chris Masters and Carlito, Rodriguez.
Ricardo.
Yes. He was the announcer for. Okay. So we follow each other on Twitter, and he has been in Israel. And Carlito and Chris Masters, they were with him. So I have been seeing tweets about this little trio running amok in Israel. So they're out there, I guess they're out there working and training and stuff, which is cool. Yeah. So, yeah.
Wrestling's big over there. The Von Erichs are like gods in Israel.
Ah, interesting. It looks beautiful. They're showing like the landscaping and stuff, and it looks really pretty. So, yeah, they're running amok over there.
All right, next we're going to go to the American Dream. I can't do it. I can't do them. The Dusty Rhodes.
Oh, Dusty. We worked forever in ECW together. We had that big angle. Dusty was one of the nicest men that you could ever encounter. And, you know, helped me with the figure four and just slapping on him. And you can't find a person that's going to say a bad word about Dusty. And if you do, they're probably lying. So he was a treasure to this business. So smart and such a tremendous talent and such a nice man.
One of the people I can't imagine what the wrestling business would be without.
Exactly. Yeah. That's great.
Edge.
Yeah. I met Edge probably a couple times. Never really had too many deep conversations with him. It was always a hello in passing. I remember one time it was after a show and we were waiting to leave the building, but there were too many fans. So we had to wait a little bit and he was next to me. We were just small talk. But he was always very, very nice if I passed him. But again, I didn't come in contact with him too often.
One of the guys who is a huge superstar, it would have been even bigger if not for his neck injury.
Edge, yeah. Yeah, and he's great. And I mean, who doesn't love the Edge and Christian show?
Yeah, I know.
I've made appearances on there without physically being there. you know, thanks for that. But yeah, I loved the Brood, and I loved we were talking about the five flash photography.
The five second poses.
Yeah, that was brilliant. And he's great. Great performer.
Next, Elijah Burke, which also was in TNA.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's a friend. I haven't seen him in a really long time, but I just saw something because we follow each other again on Twitter. And I saw something he's working. Is he working Impact or NWA or
he was doing commentary for Impact for quite a while. I don't know if he's still there, but
I just saw something about him, but happy for him. He's a really, really nice guy.
Yeah, great guy.
Good worker. I like him. I'm a fan.
Yeah, he definitely, I mean, I more remember him from his TNA days personally, mm-hmm. but I do remember the bit that he was in.
Had huge potential in WWE. I believe there was a little heat, and that's why he never got past a certain point. Famously turned down the Spirit Squad.
Ah, I wonder why.
Did not want to be a cheerleader. That's why.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think you have to have balls to turn down something that they proposed to you. You know what I mean? Like
a developmental guy doing it too.
Good for you. Stick to what you believe in and what you want to do. But like that could be career suicide at some point because then they could just be like, well, get the hell out of here. You know, always remember it.
So they'll push you. And then that last minute, they'd be like, you know what? He did turn down the Spirit Squad. And that's you can't do that.
I know.
You can't do that. A bit of a controversial gimmick to some, Eugene. I wasn't a huge fan, but what do you think?
The only time I remember meeting him is at a convention. That's the only time. And we had said hello. We shook hands, pleasantries, and then that was it. So I don't ever remember seeing him backstage at a show or anything.
Just curious, what did you not like the gimmick? Did you not care?
Anything that goes with mental illness, I'm not a fan of.
Yeah.
I feel like there are so many other things that they could be doing. I feel like they kind of poked fun at it and I don't think it's a funny subject. So I wasn't a fan of it. But look at all the stuff that they've done in the past. I mean, there's a lot of things I don't agree with. And, some people say, oh, shut up. It's just wrestling. Well, maybe to some, but if it affects you in any way personally, then you're going to have a different outlook on it. So no, I was not a fan of it.
Next, definitely a legend, Mr. Fit Finley.
Fit. I don't know if I've ever met him.
Really?
Hmm.
See, I left him on there because I thought he might have been doing some of the female segments, but maybe that was after you left.
My agent was Mike. Most of the time, my agent was Mike Kern.
Hmm. Oh, Steve Kern.
I mean, I'm sorry, Steve Kern. Yeah, I'm staring at the, Steve Kern. Yes, Steve Kern was my agent most of the time.
I thought you were going to say Mike Graham.
No, I don't know why I just said Mike. Once in a while, it was like Ted DiBiase, but he didn't say much at all when it came to us, especially me. But Steve was great. So, I don't remember Fit ever working with me.
He might have been still wrestling at this point.
Maybe he was. I don't think he had anything to do with, especially not ECW at the time.
All right. How about, let me tell you something, Mean Gene.
I met Mean Gene at conventions. That's how I met him. I don't ever recalling meeting him at a show. It was always at conventions.
Yeah, he was definitely a legend at this point, and I think they probably consulted him. That's why he's probably on the list.
Mm-hmm. I met him when I worked there. It was great to
work there. No one asked you, Chad.
I'm just saying, every announcer that's coming up on the list, I got a story for. But
awesome.
How about stand back? There's a hurricane coming, Mr. Gregory Holmes.
Yeah, I've met Shane Gregory, as they call him here, a bunch of times. Very, very talented worker. I've known him. He came to when we had Jimmy Wang Yang on. He told a story about them coming to ECW, and it was him, it was Shannon Moore, and it was Jimmy. And I remember for the first time I met him and Shannon when they came in the back. And that was, good Lord, over 20 years ago. And I've seen him. I mean, he was there in 2006 when I worked there. So, got to see him a couple times there. And I've seen him on indies and conventions and stuff. So,
cool. How about next we got Mr. Hardcore Holly.
He was with ECW when I was there. Man, a few words.
It seemed that way.
Yeah, it was just always a very hello, how are you? That was it.
And I can't do a good impression of the next person, otherwise I would. Howard Finkel.
Oh, God. Howard. Howard is the one that would call you with your itinerary. He was in charge of your travel.
You want me to call you? You want me to call you?
Okay. Hello? All right.
Hello, Francine. This is Howard Finkel. I unfortunately have some bad news. You will not be on the road this weekend.
Really?
We will see you on Tuesday night when ECW and SmackDown invade the Nassau Coliseum.
No, I won't be on the road, Howard. You won't see me on Tuesday, but I will still collect my check. Thank you very much. So I'd hang up and I'd be like, I'm off this week. I know it would be great. First time I met Howard, I believe we were at Madison Square Garden. And I was with C.W. Anderson, and we were sitting up in the, bleachers or whatever you call those high seats, the cheap seats. And I saw him come like through the curtain, and he was walking, and he looked up to where we were sitting. And I'll never forget it. He started walking toward us. And I'm thinking, oh, somebody must be behind me or something. I don't know. He came right to me and said, Francine, I wanted to introduce myself. He came all the way from the bottom and walked all the way to the top to introduce himself to me, which I was just like, you're Howard Finkel. I should be walking to you, sir, which I had planned to. But he beat me to the punch. And then I had so many interactions with him. And what a sweet, sweet man. Just such a nice, nice person.
That's all I've heard from everybody.
Yeah.
He was so awesome.
He was great.
All right, we're going to go a little bit, skip another bunch of names. And there's James Dick, by the way. We're going to skip him.
Well, you didn't ask me about JBL.
That'll be coming on the main
eventer.
Oh, he's a main event. Oh, yes, he is. Excuse me, sir.
Well, I'm going to tell him you said that.
Excuse me, mister.
we'll be covering him.
Sorry. Okay, got you.
Mr. Jeff Hardy, who has a lot of up and downs in the wrestling business.
Jeff Hardy, where are we at on this thing? Oh, we skipped
a bunch. This is a loose picture description.
Oh, not all okay. I was going to say we skipped a bunch of people. Jeff Hardy, I remember having a conversation with one time, and he was telling me about his pet goat. And I was just like, you have a goat? And he's like, yeah, I got a goat. And just tell me about this pet goat. And I was just like, oh. And I just found it so, like, I was like, do you live on a farm? Like, what's your deal? And he was like, oh, I have a pet goat. And I think it was at catering. We sat with each other this one time. And that was the only time I've ever talked to Jeff. So, and he was very nice.
Just curious, I don't know if you guys have talked about this, but were you fans of the broken gimmick stuff with him and Matt?
I didn't watch at the
time. I liked some of the things that they did. Some of it was kind of hokey, but I liked the Lake of Reincarnation, where you could come in and you could come in as one character and come out as another one. So, you know, like Shane Helms got thrown in it and he came out as the Hurricane. He came back out. He was the guy from Three Count, you know, like,
so that makes perfect sense to me now, because I watched one of the AEW pay-per-views. It was a while ago, and they had Matt Hardy in a pool. Maybe you guys have seen this, and they kept dunking his head. And every time he would come up, he would do a new gimmick.
That makes right.
sense that you're saying that, because I didn't. I said, what is he doing this for? I mean, I popped because it was funny, but that's the same thing you're talking about. He was going under the water and coming up, and he would be a different character.
Correct.
On this pay-per-view.
Yes, the Lake of Reincarnation. Now,
that's what it was.
So there was one, I forget which one it was, but they kicked somebody in the lake. Was it? No, it was, oh, I know what it was. So Stevie Richard had pitched that he gets kicked in the lake with Raven, and they come back as their 95 flunky and 95 Raven, but it got shot down.
Oh, that was great. I was up in the background as a grown man.
Exactly.
That's great.
Oh, all right. How about the King, Jerry Lawler, who we all know had dealings with ECW?
Yeah. I met Jerry early on, saw him again in 2006. He was great. I remember this one time he came up to me and he was like, what are you doing tonight? And I said, Jerry, what do you think I'm doing? He goes, don't tell me the bikini shit. And I go, and I go, yeah. And he just shook his head and walked away. And I was just like, I feel you, brother.
Okay. I'm going to be a total mark right here. I would think he would have loved that, knowing his character on TV.
No, because he knows that I can work.
And
there was more to me than just doing this bullshit bikini contest, which I hate it.
Yeah.
And I, you know, pitched to them a million times, let me manage, because when I signed my contract, you told me I was going to do this and it didn't happen. So I think Jerry understood and my frustration, and he was fed up with it too, but you know, I wouldn't expect him to go to bat for me or anything, but I could tell in his face he just felt my pain. So,
yeah.
But yeah, Jerry was great. And I saw him on Indies too. I've seen him several. I saw him at the airport once walking with Stacey Carter, and we embraced and said hello. Just a nice guy.
Cool.
Yeah.
One of the all-time greats. There's not much you can say. I mean,
right.
The wrestling, again, would not be where it is without Jerry Lawler. Mm-hmm. So Jillian Hall.
Jillian, she was in the locker room with me, and we were friendly. And then we became very friendly afterwards.
Ah.
So I've done a couple conventions where we were booked together, and I got to know her quite well. And she's a lovely girl. Just had a baby last year, recently, I should say. So I haven't been able to see her. Of course, the pandemic hit too.
Yeah.
So we both have the same one of the same guys, Chad, who brings us to everything. So hopefully I'll see her in 2021. But I really like Jillian, and I loved her Britney Spears.
That was great.
Yeah. Oh my. Matt liked it too. Matthew liked it too.
I thought it was a lot of fun. I worked with Jillian on a lot of the bikini stuff. So it was usually ECW versus WWE, and it was usually like me and Kelly versus Jillian Hall and Crystal Marshall. That was the pairing that we had, and then we would just end up catfighting and throwing each other out of the ring and stupid stuff.
Now, I took Crystal Marshall off the list because I thought that you guys didn't overlap, so that was one of the ones.
Crystal worked with me as well.
Okay.
Yep.
And just to interject, go up to Joey Styles on your side. That's where we
I don't know.
Stop. So yeah, right, right. Matt, so go up to Joey Styles on the list you got.
Okay, Joey Styles. Did I miss him?
No. Yeah. I'm saying hit all the ones in between up to Joey Styles, and that's
okay. Pause it. Okay, cool. Yeah. We'll pause it after Joey. He's like, okay, Jim Duggan, Hacksaw, ho!
Hacksaw Jim Duggan. I met Jim when I won the contest. What year did we
93.
Figure? 93 or 92, 93, whatever that was. 93. He was at that party that I attended. And that's the first time. And he was a very, very nice man. Then I never saw him afterwards until conventions. So I never saw him in the WWE locker room, but I did see him at many conventions. And I worked one where we were at the like same booth because we had the same guy bring us in. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
I got to meet him.
Super nice.
He's a really cool. He was one of my favorites back in the day as a kid.
Yeah.
Jim Ross, the legend.
Jim Ross. Jim is great to this day. He will retweet my stuff on Twitter. he's such a nice man. He's another one. I remember myself and Shelly Martinez, who was Ariel. We had our big match, big minute and a half match that we were gearing up for, you know, backstage. And I remember Jim came over and wished us luck. And he was just always he just supports the ladies, you know, just a nice person. I like Jim. I like Jim a lot. I haven't tried the barbecue sauce yet, though, but
it's very good. I can vouch for it. Very good.
Things. I hear great things.
All right. We'll go next to Mr. Joey Mercury, who is part of the M&M tag.
No, you skipped Jimmy Snuka. I have to tell a story.
I took Jimmy off because I don't know why he's even on the list.
Because he's a legend at this point or something. You know.
But give us – I'm dying to hear a Snuka story.
Quick funny story. So Jimmy was in ECW from the get-go, right? Early. And I was training and I just started there, just started coming to shows and stuff. And I was standing in the back and, you know, I had really long brown hair, which I still do. And my back was turned and I felt this man grab my arm and turn me around and kiss me right on the mouth. And I was like, whoa. And he goes, I'm sorry. I thought you were a woman. You thought I was Nancy, and I was like, oh no, sir, but nice to meet you. I think that was the first time I ever met him. Got a big kiss on the mouth.
Did you ever hear the story about him getting accused of doing drugs in the AWA?
No.
So there was a hot rumor that he was doing drugs before a show, and he was confronted by Mr. Gagne and his son, Mr. Greg Gagne, who I believe worked at WWE in 2006. And when he was, you know, accused of it and he denied it, they kept pestering him saying, no, we know you're on something or whatever. So the legend has it that he went back to his bag and he said, if you want to say that, you know, the Superfly is messed up, he takes out a thing of Coke, snorts the Coke and goes, now the Superfly is messed up.
Wow. Okay. Well, way to prove a point there.
Something, it's something to that ilk, yeah.
Yeah. Good for him. Stand your ground.
Quite the character and interesting lineage for Mr.
Yeah,
Smith.
For sure. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, let's go next to Mr. Joey Mercury.
Joey Mercury was so young when he came into ECW. Him and Christian York were a tag team, and they were so good. And it's just they were so cute; you just wanted to pinch their cheeks.
A lot of cheeks back then.
I just remember seeing them, and they were so young, and I was just like, "You guys are so adorable!" But they were good; they were so talented. And then, you know, when Joey got his office position, I was so happy for him, and I was able to see him for the first time without any hair. He was completely bald. I saw him at one of the conventions that we did a year or two ago. And that was the first time I saw him in forever. And this time he looked like a man. He didn't look like that young, strapping young buck. He looked like a man. But I always got along with Joey. Nice guy.
I think, was that Legends of the Ring, if I am correct?
I don't know.
I think that was Legends of the Ring. I sat across from him all day.
Did he have a suit on?
Yes.
Well, that was it then. Because I was like, look at you all dressed up like a big man. Like, look at you.
I was with Larry Zbyszko all day and laughing my ass off the whole time.
I love Larry Zbyszko.
Oh, my God. He's so funny.
He's the best.
Okay. All right, next. I'll do my best. Oh, my God. Joey style.
Joey, I've known forever since I first started in this business. I love Joey. Sad that he's no longer affiliated with the sport. I understand his reasoning. I begged him to come on my show. He refused politely, but I still have love for Joey Styles. But
how was he then? Did he change at all? Was he more happy in the bubble that he was doing stuff with the .com? Like, what was he like in WWE?
2006?
Yeah.
I think he was just like, yeah, this is my job. That's the way I saw him. There was a difference from when he worked, you know, when we worked in ECW. There was a difference in everyone, almost everyone, from their ECW days to their WWE days. So, I think everybody was looking at it as this is a job.
Right.
This is what I do for a living. Whereas back in the 90s, we looked at it like we get to hang out with our friends. We're having a good time. We love what we're doing. And, you know, most of the time we're getting paid for it. So it was way cooler in the 90s, I'll admit.
Everything was. Although 2006 was a great freaking year, from what I recall, it was definitely something that the 90s can't be replaced. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to pause this list and we can come back to it next time you come on and go through the entire roster. But what we're going to do is we're going to end the episode and go over to Patreon and we're going to talk about the main event guys. So there's guys you saw we skipped over purposely and we'll find out what you remember about them, meeting them, you know, interactions. I know one good story you've told on the air that I'm sure you'll share again. But you know, it's cool to see. I mean, it was 159 people when this list started.
Can I say
and we only got two.
look at the picture of Jim Duggan. If you look at him really quickly, doesn't he look like Balls Mahoney?
He does.
He does a little bit.
That's freaking me out, man.
Oh, Balls. Let's see. Where's Balls? Yeah, look at that.
Balls was making that crazy face and had more teeth.
Yeah.
I mean, they look a little more similar, but they have the same like hair, facial hair, eyes. That's, anyway.
Hey, they could have done a brother gimmick.
Yeah.
Here's the Gemini over here in the right corner. There's the, they were paired with Simon Dean.
they might have been the guys that were dressed like condoms.
Yes, they were. I think they were like, they were penises or something.
I met them. Okay. Well, they were nice guys from what I remember. There you go. All right.
They weren't dicks, thank God.
Matthew, before we start our spiel, you want to tell everybody where they can find you?
Sure. If you like, I am on Twitter, MMAC27. That's really all I got. I don't do any podcasts. I am on Instagram.
He's exclusive. We have an exclusive deal with Matthew.
We have an exclusive contract with Francine, the queen.
That's right.
So, love Alexa Bliss.
Got it. I love her too.
That's all I got. Yeah, I don't have much to promote other than check out the Francie's Patreon as well if you haven't, and look forward to her on her upcoming ventures as well.
Look at that. Okay. See, you don't even need to say anything now. Yeah. So if you want to follow me, it's at Chad EMB on Twitter and Instagram. You want to go to my website, it's ibexclusives.com, where I've got some signings with guys who were in the WWE in 2006 on my site right now. If you want to check it out and anything else I've got going on, just go support it on Twitter. That's where all the links are. Don't need to go into a whole diatribe.
Okay. Across the board on social media, I am at ECW Diva Francine. Hopefully starting my Twitch soon, which is also under ECW Diva Francine. And check me out on Cameo. All the links will be provided on my Twitter page. Everyone here, the three of us in DC and all the Patreons would like to wish you a very healthy and happy new year. Stay safe, stay healthy, stay extreme. And with that, that's a wrap.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it. Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait.
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.